Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, March 26th. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those weird shows where it's a sign of the times, and if this podcast existed 5 years ago, neither of these stories would get any airtime, but oh my goodness, did you see what happened Monday afternoon? So in the span of about 90 minutes yesterday, two huge sports gambling stories popped, and I know for a fact, based on what is going down with both of them, that these are going to be portrayed as very negative in the press. Oh, this gambling, it is a pox on sports. Why did the leagues get in bed with the gambling companies? Why are the advertisers for gambling associated with sports? Why are why are analysts being paid by the gambling companies? This is all so negative. So apparently, we'll start with this. This preceded thing Sunday. I didn't know about this until I was looking at these two stories that we'll talk about shortly. But apparently Sunday, or maybe it was Saturday, Reese Davis of ESPN was talking with some ESPN gambling analyst, attractive brunette. I have no idea who she is. And she's giving out all this gambling advice, blah, blah, blah. And Reese Davis says something clearly jokingly about how, oh, this is risk-free advice. I love it, blah, blah, blah. And of course, the internet, because this is what they do. A bunch of guys sit around, pull clips, and are just trying to be gotcha. You know, what do they call it? Guardians of gotcha. Just sitting around. Oh, look what that guy said. Look what he said. Oh, my gosh, got to get him. And all these people, you know, the videos have like 5 million views of Reese Davis. So then Reese Davis has to quickly be like, hey, guys, I was saying it in jest. Obviously, gambling is not risk-free. It's gambling. You know, that's basic. Anybody gambling knows that. Nobody thought he was being serious. It was, I mean, I didn't see it in the moment. It's weird. I haven't barely seen any NCAA tournament studio stuff. And ESPN's really not the place for it. It's mostly TNT and TBS and True TV, wherever the games are, right? So at any rate, so that Reese Davis thing happens. And you could just sense that the masses are looking for blood with the gambling companies, anything gambling related. So, of course, what happens on Monday? Shohei Ohtani meets the media. Now, he doesn't take questions, but Ohtani meets the media. And he basically was reading off notes for, you know, 10 to 12 minutes, saying he never gambled on sports and did not instruct his one-time interpreter, I'm not even going to try to butcher his name, Mizuhara, to wire money from his account to the bookmaker in Orange County out here in California. According to Ohtani, the interpreter has been stealing money from us and has told lies. That came through the new interpreter. Otani said, "I'm very sad and shocked that someone who I've trusted has done this." Of course, he did not take follow-up questions. For some reason, cameras were not allowed. I don't understand what was going on with that. Maybe, you know, they were looking at the body language experts were going to chime in on Otani, whatever. But the comments were aired on MLB Network. Anyways, I'm getting this weird vibe from this story, guys. So I'm of the opinion, right, that Otani, who by all accounts so far has been a choir boy, okay, I'm not saying that we know for a fact he is, but by all accounts, there's no, I've read nothing about this guy being shady behind the scenes, being a degenerate anything. You know, there's no link of him like bouncing around like seven different famous women in his prime and just juggling chicks and nothing really untoward has come out about Otani. Again, by all accounts so far, he seems like the kind of guy who's going to be honest here. And I'm sorry, but I have to take him at his word. I don't know why all I see, I say, hey, you know, nothing to see here. I put that out on social media. And of course, you get just a ton of people. You could just tell simply by their avatar, which usually has like an American flag, which I guess is somehow the American flag is now representative of a certain party. But a lot of people, oh, you're a simp if you believe that. You're a clown. You don't know anything. How can you believe Otani? And listen, there are several conspiracy theories floating that make sense. They're good. But that's what conspiracies are. You come up with them. They're crafty. You can't disprove some of them, but you also can't prove any of them. So where are we? And that's kind of the sad state of society. I don't know if it started around 2016 or around COVID, but we're in this weird era where you don't really have anything to base your conspiracy theory on. It's just potential and hearsay and this and that. But there's no way to totally disprove some of it. And as such, maybe it exists. We don't know. And it just feels a little seedy to sit here saying, oh my gosh, Otani, oh, he was gambling. Oh, for sure. Like, okay, what evidence do you have? Oh, well, the connection to the bookmaker. Well, according to Otani, it was his interpreter doing that. Now, maybe we will find out the text from Otani to the bookmaker. I mean, maybe we will find out a paper trail where Otani's involved, not just his bank account. Because as you guys know, a big thing when you get to be, you know, a big time celebrity and a wealthy individual athlete, you put trust in your inner circle. Now, I'm a weirdo. you know, my wife doesn't even know my email password. Like, I'm one of those weirdos. I don't trust anyone. Like, I'm very suspicious of everybody. I feel like people have ulterior motives. And yeah, I'm suspicious of folks. Not to the point of like, ooh, dangerous. But like, I just, you've got to earn your trust with me. And even then, it's like, if I haven't known you for that long, why would I trust you? Now, it's different in this celebrity world. Once you're in the inner circle, oh, you trust. Or you came up with this guy. You know, you were in Leonardo DiCaprio's posse back in the day. Or you grew up with LeBron playing AAU basketball. And now you're in his inner circle. You know, it's one of those deals. And honestly, I look at the Otani situation. He hasn't known this guy forever, but this guy earned his trust. He was an interpreter. They became very good friends. The wives were hanging out. I saw a report that they vacationed together. Like, this was a guy he trusted. This was his guy everywhere he went to be his interpreter. I'm not saying he was with him 24/7, but sure as hell close to it, right? He was in the dugout with him every day. He's around him every day. Like, you become really close with that guy. And it's pretty clear Otani did trust him. Like, why would this guy be robbing me or gambling my money away? I don't know. Maybe I'm a dope and it'll come out that Otani is in the wrong here. I just, so far, based on everything we have, there is zero evidence that Otani was the one betting. His quote was, "I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf." That is firm. There's no wiggle room there. Like Mike Tomlin this week said, Russell Wilson's in pole position. Hold up. That doesn't mean he's the starter. In my eyes, pole position, yeah, he's got the inside track. He's a veteran. They got him first, right? he's got the inside track. But that doesn't mean he's the starter. A lot can happen between now and so August, okay? A lot can happen. So pole position, that's totally different from what Ohtani said. I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know this was happening. And yeah, you could say, Jay, you tell me you wouldn't notice $4.5 million missing? Guys, you and I, we know when we get paid every 2 weeks. We're checking the bank account. Now, I'm not at the level in life where I'm not checking my bank account at all. I'm not checking it daily. I'm certainly checking it, you know, maybe every week, every other week. What do you think Ohtani's doing? You think he's in the need for money? You think he's looking at his going online to his bank statement? Guys at that level, they're not doing that. I don't think Ohtani daily was seeing what's going on with his bank. That's my guess. And based on all the quotes, this is like unassailable. No, I never bet on baseball. I never went through a bookmaker. That is firm. And I just, it's not disturbing, but just disappointing that under the wiggle room of, well, why would the interpreter get a $4.5 million credit line? Why would they let him get that deep in the hole? Well, I don't know. If I was working, I shouldn't use that now. I was going to say if I was working with a legal bookmaker. Oh, I work with Cowherd. He's my boy. He'll bail me out. Like if I was dumb enough to say something like that, you know, would somebody extend me a few million bucks? Probably. Cowherd's doing awfully well. I would never do that. This guy, for whatever reason, I need more details on him. He's the story. Now, at that point, it becomes who cares about this guy? An interpreter for Ohtani was gambling away. I don't care at that point. I guess I would be very curious. And trust me, they're going to get to the bottom of this. It's obvious. They're going to figure it out, and we'll know the details. And if there is a trail leading to Ohtani, hey, go ahead. Pull this, clip it, laugh at me. That's fine. But based on all the details we have right now, I'm sorry. I got to kind of believe Ohtani here. Now, this other story that popped on Monday regarding gambling is, this is the kind of story you've been waiting for. This is actually way spicier than the Ohtani story, but Ohtani's a huge deal in Major League Baseball. He is like the face of the sport, essentially. And the subject of this NBA story, he ain't the face of the league.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5
into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Obviously, I can't give betting advice, but I can sure lean on knowledge, my awesome run this season. If you're not paying attention, you're missing out. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The NBA one is really interesting. So you guys obviously know Michael Porter, the great Denver Nuggets wing, scoring machine, went to Missouri. He had some back issues, I think back surgery or two, and he's become a really good player. Well, he's got a brother named Jontay Porter. Jontay Porter was a big time youth basketball player. He was supposed to be a pro, but he had a lot of injuries. He went to the University of Missouri, tore his ACL, then tore it again, you know, and it just, the injuries caught up with him. He eventually got to the NBA, right? Made his debut in 2021, and Jontay Porter gets to the Raptors in December. According to the NBA, Jontay Porter played in two games that were flagged as very suspicious on the gambling front. I'm just telling you, this is... So January 26th against the Clippers, Jontay Porter... You know, Raptors are a disaster. They're not going anywhere fast. On January 26th against the Clippers, for whatever reason, a lot of people bet on Jontay Porter unders... of 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. Okay? A lot of bets. Now, you guys know I'm always looking for an edge. Sure, I'll do player NBA props in the playoffs, but I ain't doing a January Toronto Raptors game. And I certainly am not betting on Jontay Porter props. Somebody knew something. Okay? Here's what happened that night. Porter played 4 minutes before leaving the game with what was called a re-aggravation of an eye injury he suffered 4 days earlier. So everybody bets his unders, and after 4 minutes, I got an eye injury. Well, all of the unders cashed. Apparently, according to the DraftKings Sportsbook, the under on Jontay Porter's three-pointers, under 1.5 three-pointer, was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop that night. Well, it's a little sus. Okay, fair enough. But it was just a one-off. Perhaps because that one hit and nobody did anything. By the way, 2 days later, Porter played 19 minutes and had a big game, 12.7 rebounds, right? I guess the eye was fine. Here we fast forward to March 20th. This was last week. Porter played 3 minutes and left the game with an illness. Did not return. Didn't score, missed a shot, two boards. Sportsbook had his over-unders set at 7.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. Everybody smashed the unders. I say everybody, but the sportsbook got smashed for unders. Jontay Porter left after 3 minutes with an illness. All the unders cashed. According to this report from Winhorst and Woj, the next day, DraftKings Sportsbook said that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from that night in the NBA. Okay, so we've now got two instances of Jontay Porter unders being hammered and Jontay Porter leaving the game shortly after entering with an eye injury and an illness. Folks, I mean, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the evidence here, and it's a small sample size of two games, but the evidence is a little troubling. Now, you're probably asking, well, what's his contract like? So he's on a two-way contract earning $415,000. This week, Porter missed the Raptors game on Saturday for personal reasons. And he was also out Monday for personal reasons. I think we can put one and one together here. Porter and probably some of his people were in on this and looking to get paid. I mean, I'm just, again, just like Ohtani, I'm going off the evidence. This evidence seems a little more cut and dried to me. People betting Porter unders heavily. Porter enters the game and then leaves the game quickly. I want this to maybe not be true and not be extremely suspicious. But for a guy who has spent time with the Memphis Hustle, the Wisconsin Herd, the Motor City Cruise, the Raptors G League team, it's got to be a little tough for Porter, who was pegged as a big, big, big time high school player. I mean, this guy was going to, you never want to say somebody was going to be a star, but he went to high school. And I think they were, you know, undefeated. Like, basically, this kid, Porter, was big time. And, you know, injuries kind of robbed him of whatever he was going to get, become as a player. And it kind of hurt. And I'm sure it stings and it's not fun. But I do feel a little bit for him because, folks, based on what we have so far, the NBA can and probably will throw the book at Jonte Porter. They need to kind of sort of make an example of people. Now, the Calvin Ridley one in the NFL, you guys remember his suspension. I thought he was doing some dumb bets, but we're not here to judge his bets. We're here to judge whether or not it's troubling. Now, listen, if you've got a $415,000 contract, two-way contract, that's not life-changing money. I mean, Michael Porter, his brother, $100 million contract or whatever it is. So Jonte Porter is in a tough spot, and he's just looking to, you know, get paid any way he can. And that's me being, you know, speculative, but I think things line up here pretty strongly that Porter's in a bad spot. And I guess in summation, we're now in a sports gambling world. This stuff was not around. I mean, listen, gambling on sports has been happening forever, but this is a relatively new phenomenon where the leagues are in bed with the casinos and there are sports books in stadiums around the country. And many, many sports discussions revolve around gambling, whether it's NCAA March Madness pools. You guys know I talk about the Calcutta. There is a lot happening on the gambling front, and it's tough. Listen, there's going to be these bumps in the road. We're going to have some of these. I don't think you can instantly be like, oh, wow, this is the worst thing in the world. Like, there's going to be bumps and hiccups. That's just normal. You just hope that the integrity of the game is not jeopardized by what's going down.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
I guess it's a tough way to segue from those two stories into Sweet 16 gambling. I would talk about Caitlin Clark and Iowa's win and Connecticut's close win, but those were expected. Nothing super interesting happened in those. So I think it's pretty safe to say when those teams are playing important big games, yeah, I'll get into the women's college hoops. And by the way, I was going to open the podcast with the Caitlin Clark comments about how there's more interest in the women's tournament than the men's. Like, I'm just not doing that. I'm sorry. I totally disagree with her. Now, interest in certain players on the women's side, faux show. No doubt about that. Like, I'm more interested in Caitlin Clark than any individual player in the men's tournament. And I think other people feel the same way. But in terms of interest in the tournament, I mean, I barely know who's in the women's field. And I am interested in the Caitlin Clark and LSU, like the big teams that matter. The trickle that my daughter actually asked me, Dad, are you gambling on the women's tournament? I was like, no. There's not a KenPom, I didn't tell my daughter this, but there's not a KenPom website for women's basketball. Not that I know of. At any rate, we can wrap up, yes, with some gambling. I did see that some Illinois money has come in. The Iowa State line is down to 1.5. Don't feel great about that. It's a tough matchup for Iowa State. Although I will say Mick Cronin was in the studio on The Herd on Monday, and I asked him off air about the Iowa. He really likes Iowa State to do some damage in this tournament. He thinks they have a chance against UConn. Obviously, they got to beat Illinois first. Illinois' offense is a machine. I need Iowa State badly. The Connecticut line was 9.5 Sunday. It's now up to 10.5. I hope you got on the other side of 10. I don't see how San Diego State makes this interesting. We'll see. As much as I like Clemson, the Arizona games in LA, that's just a really tall order for Clemson. But I still think Clemson's live. Arizona's good, but I know everybody's like, oh, favorites. Last year, a lot of the ones and the twos came through, and then, oh, guess what? They get bounced once you get to the Sweet 16. Or, no, I'm sorry, it was 2019, the year the ones and twos all made it. That was the year that a lot of them got bounced in the Sweet 16. When you dominate the way Illinois has, the way North Carolina has, the way Arizona has, you start feeling yourself. Everybody on campus, when you go back, wherever you're going, oh, you guys are dominating. Everything you're reading on social media, everybody's feeling you, okay? And then all of a sudden, you're facing this upstart underdog like a Clemson, a touchdown under. Nobody respects us. Clemson just waxed Baylor start to finish in an impressive performance. So I'll just say also Purdue, a bit of a tough spot. Now it is a rematch against Gonzaga. Don't love rematches. We just saw Houston, Texas A&M was a rematch. Texas A&M refused to quit. I have no read on that game. I have no read on Creighton, Tennessee. Obviously Houston, I like Houston. I like Marquette, but you know, those Friday night's going to be a stressful one for your boy. It is going to be a tough one. Those are the last two teams we have. And, you know, if things don't go well for Iowa State, man, those two final games. Yeah. Anyways, all right. That's a good Tuesday podcast for you. We're back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.